New York's fiscal year is nearly half over, and the state budget remains billions of dollars out of balance, largely due to the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic-related economic shutdown. So far, Governor Andrew Cuomo has been relying on temporary measures to keep the state afloat, but fiscal experts say it's time to make some hard decisions. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
E.J. McMahon with the conservative-leaning fiscal watchdog group the Empire Center and Ron Deutsch with the liberal-leaning Fiscal Policy Institute do agree on some things. One, that the amount of the state deficit is huge. Cuomo's budget office estimates it's grown to $14.5 billion. And two, that it's time to be worried. Ron Deutsch.
I think alarm bells should be going off all over the place right now.
E.J. McMahon concurs that the fiscal picture is grim.
This has become now the most severe mid-year mess the state has had at least since 2008 in the Great Recession.
McMahon says Cuomo's been waiting for a fifth federal stimulus package from Washington that would include aid for cash-strapped state and local governments, but that still hasn't happened.
This was a high-stakes gamble, and it's coming up snake eyes, basically.
Deutsch says state budget makers can no longer wait for Congress to act.
Waiting for Washington to act is just not a strategy, and it's certainly not a viable strategy at this point because we have no idea if and when they are going to act.
The governor has temporarily held back 20% in aid payments to schools, local governments, and others under emergency powers granted to him by the state legislature. Deutsch says that's having an adverse impact. Some poorer school districts who are more dependent on state aid are offering remote learning only this fall to save money. Some nonprofits that contract with the state are coping with delayed payments. McMahon says the plan can't last forever.
He's going to have to eventually pull the trigger, no later than the end of this month. He's going to have to actually turn those withholdings into actual reductions.
Both say permanent across-the-board cuts are not the best solution, but they differ on a better alternative. Deutsch believes that higher taxes on New York's wealthiest can go a long way toward closing the gap.
New York is home to some 118 billionaires who, since the pandemic began, have actually seen their wealth increase by about $77 billion.
He says reinstating a stock transfer tax that's currently rebated back to brokers could immediately bring in billions of dollars in revenue. McMahon says higher taxes won't work, though, because the wealthy will just change their permanent residence to another state.
You're going to be really being in a situation where the pressure is overwhelming on those people to get to lower tax jurisdictions.
Cuomo, for months, has agreed with McMahon, saying even the state's richest can't bail out New York. The governor says any hope of federal aid is likely on hold until at least after the November elections. And for the first time in recent days, he's begun to talk about alternatives, saying without the funds, the state will have a deficit of historic proportions that will be impossible to fill.
What would we do to try to fill it? Taxes, cuts, borrowing, early retirement, all of the above.
And he says all that still won't be enough. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.